Hello, and welcome to another edition of We Own This Town Music, a podcast dedicated to showcasing new and notable music from Nashville and surrounding areas. I'm your host, Michael Eads, and this is volume 134. Wow. It is a late Friday night, and I am recording this with very few notes, so it's going to be another one of those. So as I do with every episode, I'd like to remind you that this show is part of a network of shows under the We Own This Town umbrella. There's a number of different podcasts, all hosted by Nashville residents that would maybe tickle your fancy. So head on over to weownthistown.net, click on podcasts in the navigation, and see if anything appeals to you. Go check out one of our brand new podcasts. It's called Everything Nice. It's hosted by Ryan Archer, who you may know from Sugar Spice Booking. She's been booking and promoting shows for the past 3 years at a number of different venues. And the first episode is with AC Carter, aka Lambda Celsius. It's a fascinating listen on being an LGBT artist performing in the South and traversing this like male-centric music scene. It's especially interesting through the lens of Nashville and how bands with backing tracks and artistic performances are not really thought of in the same echelon as like guitar rock. It's an hour long and it's completely smooth the entire time. It's a wonderful, insightful listen. Highly recommend you go check it out. Go over to weownthistown.net, click on podcasts, Everything Nice, big purple, awesome logo there. Listen to the first episode. I am sure you will enjoy it. There's new episodes of Hot Minute, there's new episodes of This Is The Place, there's new Liquid Gold, there's new San Dimas Today, and on top of all that, there's multiple new shows in the works. I won't reveal their names as of yet, but they all have names. They've been recording, we're in pre-production, we're rolling into post-production, just kind of checking the boxes there, dotting the I's, crossing the T's, getting the artwork together, doing all the things. Can't wait to share them with you. In the meantime, go check out Everything Nice, go check out Fan/Fiction, go check out Bandsplainer. Lots of stuff there for you. We're trying to keep you entertained. All right, enough with the housekeeping. Let's just get into some music. That's why we're here. As I mentioned on the last episode, I had a hard time picking which songs to play because there was such an abundance of music to pick from. So this week, I had no problem. So here we go with a track that I really wanted to play last week, and I'm excited to play this week. This is Kyle Hamlet Uno. Thank you. All right, that was Kyle Hamlet Uno with Since Apart. You may recognize that name, Kyle Hamlet, from his band Lilas, which has been going strong for over a decade. This new track is the first single from his upcoming solo endeavor under the name Kyle Hamlet Uno. Very clever. With that full album entitled Nowhere Far, due March 29th. I really like the previous Lilas album. It's called Warm Harm. It came out in 2017. It kind of felt like the most fully realized version of Lilas. There's been a lot of Lilas albums. There's been a lot of slowly moving Lilas styles. And Warm Harm really kind of locked it in my opinion. It's their strongest effort. It's a really dark and accessible record. And this solo work kind of feels like it could be a little lighter, which I like. I suppose I'm going to have to wait until March 29th to find out exactly what we're dealing with, but my interest is piqued with a Q. All right, next up, a little track from R. Stevie Moore. Was The Winner from R. Stevie Moore off of his recently released album Afterlife that came out on Bar None Records. Let me tell you something. If you don't know R. Stevie Moore, you are in for a treat in terms of massive, massive discography. This guy puts out probably a whole new album a week. He's considered the father of DIY recording. He goes back as far as the mid-70s doing bedroom recordings. His talent is pretty impeccable. I mean, he is an incredible songwriter, has just such a grasp on pop songwriting, and it's incredible. I mean, like, there's lots of weird stuff mixed in there. If you've got 40 plus years of recordings put out into the world, it's such an intense volume. There's plenty of riffraff in there, but that riffraff kind of works too. It's fast. I mean, it's really hard to articulate how appealing his work is because it is such a wide variety and it's crazy. This album's a little different though because R. Stevie Moore actually did less DIY with it and went into a studio and recorded it with a full band. More of like I think the Bar None press release says, gave it the full studio sparkle. So it's taken about 15 years to record this record. Not that there hasn't been a massive amount of music released within that 15 years, but on and off, this has been recorded in that time. There's sideman work from Ariel Pink, Jason Faulkner, Lane Steinberg, a bunch of different people. It's a really focused R. Stevie Moore record. It's a really great entry point, if you're not familiar with him, to kind of pick up on his incredible songwriting style. You know, the production of a majority of his work might drive some people away, but the gems are in there. This doesn't do it for you. I highly suggest you look up the album Make It Be that he did with Jason Faulkner. Also incredible, a little slicker on the production side as well. He's just an amazing songwriter, and we're lucky to have him. And there's a huge story to tell there that has not been properly told yet. I've seen multiple Kickstarters before documentary films about him, and I hear tale of one possibly coming in 2019. I hope it happens. I am excited to learn the proper story of R. Stevie Moore and at least spread a little bit of the gospel. Okay. Let's keep going. Let's just ride right through this. Here's a new track from Okie Dokie.
Looking like it's years from now, have the water.
That was Doin' Denim from Okie Dokie off of the forthcoming album, Tell All Your Friend. Singular. Intentionally singular. That's due March 20th. If you want a little bit more of what might be on that record, steer yourself on over to Spotify or your favorite streaming service and check out all the singles they've released from it. This is the latest one called Doin' Denim, but they've released Modern Chemistry, Whose Heart, and the title track, Tell All Your Friend. There's one called Skunna, One by One, Threw My Love Away, Wait on Me. I mean, I think they've almost released the entire record as singles, which is a pretty fascinating approach as a way to do this, to really hook you in. So I really like that track. I like their production work. I like their style. The guitar tone is really cool. It's a fun band. It's a really fun band. So check it out, Okie Dokie. I also suggest that you check out a different Okie Dokie in Nashville. Browsing around on Bandcamp, checking out new music, I see a band listing called Okie Dokie. O-K-I-D-O-K-I. And they just released a new record recently. That's dueling Okie Dokies. Was that intentional? God, I hope so. I hope there's going to be a battle of the bands, Okie Dokie versus Okie Dokie. I'll let you know if it happens. You'll hear it here first on We Own This Town. All right, so let's move on into the next track. It's a little bit the slower vibe of things, not quite as upbeat and poppy as what we've been hearing, but this whole record has really grabbed me and really made an impression, an emotional connection to this thing. I'll tell you all about it on the other side, but here's a new one from Laundry. Laundry from the album Lake Life. Would love to tell you the title of that song, but I don't know it. They put up this whole record on Bandcamp, released it through Banana Tapes, and it's all one track. 26 minutes, just one track. Songs start and finish. There's an incredible cohesiveness and transitions between songs where you literally feel like you're living on the lake. I mean, seriously, it feels like you're on the lake, on a boathouse, and there's sounds of the environment around you. You might even still hear some of it right now playing at the tail end of that track. It's wonderfully atmospheric, and it has such a great, just emotive vibe to it. I mean, it really drags you in. And the fact that it's a 26-minute track with no individual songs for you to skip around to really immerses you in it. I'm just kind of blown away by it. I mean, it has such a great feel to it. And if you go back and look at their discography, there's like some fun pop songs and maybe some like slightly goofy stuff. They definitely know how to have fun as a band, but this feels like a legitimately emotive record, and it's just some real growth. I don't know. I don't want to like overdo it here, but I love this record, and I hope that you will go give it a listen. I think, you know, carving 30 minutes out of your day to listen to a local record from top to bottom that's this impactful is well worth your time. Let's just move on. I won't try and shower too many more accolades on this thing, but let's just make it clear. I really enjoy it, and I think you will as well. All right, let's just keep moving ahead. Here's a new track from HR Lexi off of a new EP they just released. It's also a little more on the slower side. We're kind of slowing down here on the back end of the episode. There's a bunch of good stuff on this record. I picked this track for reasons that I will explain later, but it's a short one. It's a little under 2 minutes. HR Lexi with the track Why from My Mouth Is Your Mouth, a new EP that they just released. That track's about a minute 45, which is too short. Really, I could have stood for that to be longer, but there are other songs on the EP, and there are also very moody electronic songs. The reason I picked this one is because I think it pairs really well with the laundry song that precedes it and pairs well with the song that we're going to play after it. You know, I try and think of these things as legitimate compilations that you could listen to top to bottom without me babbling in between. But HR Lexi's been doing a lot of really cool, like dark electronic stuff over the last few years. This feels like even more embedded in the electronic, like maybe even some micro beats. I don't know if that's the right word, but they're letting go, I think, a little bit of some of the instrumentation they were using before. I don't know. I'm not wildly familiar with their catalog of work, but I like this more than anything that I've heard from them before. I'm looking forward to seeing this live and seeing them play out with this kind of stuff and see how they pull it off or how they transform it. Very interesting, and I am glad that Nashville has this kind of music being made. So that song pairs really well with the next song, so let's hear the next song. Thank you. All right, that was Fog One from Mason Self from a new EP entitled Between. Had a hard time picking tracks here. There was another song called Between and one called Divide. But those were a little moodier, a little more drawn out, and I don't know. Going again with the Lance Kondzit headspace, you got to pick the banger. And out of all those, that one was the banger. This project originally started as a collaboration with a man named Trevor Richardson, where Mason Self and Trevor were going to create an art installation in which photos of various foggy urban areas, largely from Seattle, are paired with these electronic compositions. So go back and listen to that song. Go look at a photo with some fog in it, and I think you'll get it. I think it'll click. I mean, it's art. That's an artful thing. And I think that calls back to what we talked about at the top of the show with the new Everything Nice episode and Lambda Celsius, where, you know, sometimes a performance piece is, you know, a tough sell for people. People want the hooks and the memorable pop songs, but there's just as much merit in songs that are deeply emotive and, you know, a little highbrow, a little higher thinking that challenge you a little bit. I don't know that this is challenging per se, but it's a little different and it's not something that you would need to associate with a band that's playing out at the Five Spot to put this on. This is just like music that you would listen to. I find it extremely relaxing and I find it reflective, and I think those are great attributes for music to have. Self-reflection, always good. Okay, what an episode. Lots of good music here. I apologize for any disservice I did for all of the wonderful works that are contained in this episode. Kyle Hamlet, Uno, R. Stevie Moore, Okie Dokie, Laundry, H.R. Lexie, Mason Self, thank you so much for creating the music that you create. Wonderful episode. All right. Hit me up at We Own This Town on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook, or just hit up weownthistown.net, find the contact page, and get in touch. We actually do love hearing from people. I'm constantly browsing the Instagram and the Twitter to find new releases and make this show great. And I promise next time I will be more prepared. Thanks, everybody. Bye.